Burma insists its change is real, but refugees are hesitant to come home. 2012 starts out with a Bible Project launch in Nepal, and a teen ministry plans to ring in the new year in Times Square. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. In the spring, Thailand's Secretary General of National Security Council gave notice of intent to close the refugee camps that are along the border with Burma. Now, the new president of Burma has publicly invited exiles to return home. But is it safe? Vision Beyond Borders' Diane Romain.
There have been some changes that have been encouraging. At the same time, there have been some developments lately, especially in Kachin State, where there's increased fighting. Recently, another 30,000 have been displaced.
Without a stable peace, the camps will remain between Thailand's desire to clear the refugees out and Burma's genocide. Even so, there's hope.
Despite the suffering that these people have been through, despite the situations that they've witnessed, they have a steadfast faith in God, and they have a joy in their lives that's unexplainable outside of Jesus Christ.
Their teams are still working, but
if we could ask for one thing, it really is prayer, that this situation without God is hopeless, and that, you know, as people pray, we are seeing breakthroughs.
Next, a new crisis seems to be looming over Nepal's fragile peace process. This week, the government and the judiciary locked horns in a question of another extension of the Constituent Assembly term. Failure to come up with a new constitution resets the clock back to 2008. Against that backdrop, Bibles for the World is launching in 2012 with a new project, Bibles for Nepal. Moipidaiti says
these efforts will also have an indirect multiplying effect among the illiterate population as local churches and new believers engage their communities with the gospel.
The next step is printing and distributing the resources.
In claiming Nepal for Christ and his kingdom will take prayer and resources to provide the tools, Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels, to do the job of evangelism, discipleship, and church planting.
Pace of the project is dependent on funding. They're also mobilizing prayer teams. We've got details online. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tomorrow night, millions of people will gather to watch the ball drop in Times Square as the new year hits. But during this year's American tradition, a ministry will be featured. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries' teen internet offshoot, The Doug and John Show, was approached in November to run a 15-second ad on the CBS Jumbotron. Doug Hutchcraft says
this video has been running since before the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade, all the way through the Christmas shoppers, and will be running all the way through the New Year's Eve celebration, you know, when the ball drops and everything.
The video sends people to thedougandjohnshow.com, a teen website built to create laughter and engage discussion. It's seen thousands of teens from 85 nations who've come to Christ.
There are so many, millions and millions of young people ready and waiting to hear the gospel. They don't know that that's what they're waiting for, but when they hear it, it resonates with them, and the harvest is huge.
Reaching this harvest in 2012 will include live events. You can learn more at our website. Meanwhile, the Jesus Film Project is ready to launch the new year by tackling their project, Mission 865. There are 865 languages left without their own version of the Jesus film. That's 290 million people. With Mission 865, Jesus Film Project hopes that 65 of those language translations will either be done or in progress by the end of next year. This job is expensive, though. It takes $38,000 to make one film translation. Pray that their funding needs would be met. And it's a new year. Makes sense to start it with new beginnings, right? Ever since last year's earthquake struck Haiti and destroyed several buildings, Williamson Church has not had a roof to worship under. But Baptist Haiti Mission stepped in 3 months ago to build them a new church, and construction was finished earlier this month. The church members held a rededication service just in time for Christmas. You can get the rest of the story at our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for free news updates, podcasts, and much more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with OneNewsNow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but also other news from a Christian worldview. That's OneNewsNow.com. I'm Ruth Kramer.